Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. At this moment, all four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
It's a Christmas miracle. All four of us are here.
Yes.
Doing well.
Russ is only going to be with us a short time because he's you're in Virginia right now?
Yes, I'm in Virginia.
And what you're doing could give us you can get a ticket for, right?
Correct.
So we don't want you to get a ticket.
He's driving, yeah. But, so happy that you could join us, Russ. We didn't know that you'd be able to – you got your picks in just in time. I was hoping that we would start without you so we could just nullify all your picks and we could all win.
No, I got a lead to uphold.
Yeah, right now you are in first place. I might as well give that's a good segue. Russ at 154. Matt, who is just fading fast. He's dropping like a ton of bricks. 150. Mike, moving up. Mike could win this thing. Mike's coming out of nowhere. He could win this at 149.
He's Rudy.
Yeah, and Jack this season I'm the Chargers of this season. I would lose the Browns. 143.
Yeah, but playoffs are worth a lot of points.
Playoffs? Talk to me about playoffs? Playoffs. Playoffs. Practice? Talk to me about practice?
Russ, I hope you have a happy new year and a safe holiday. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was a decent Christmas, so. You know, all that, and the last 3 weeks of hustle and bustle, all to be on the way for in 5 minutes.
That's what Christmas
five
is about.
Fleeting minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not how long it takes the kids to tear through their presents, so.
That is true. So, Mike, did you have a good Christmas?
Excellent Christmas. Made out to the beach, enjoyed the 85-degree weather.
Was it a white Christmas down there in Miami?
The sand was very white. The waves are crashing.
All right, gentlemen. Well, have a happy New Year, everybody, and I hope you guys all had a Merry Christmas, and I'll bug out.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys.
All right. Drive careful.
Have a good year. Stay safe in 2016.
He's out. He's gone. So anyway, we could talk about sports, or you could talk about what's going on in the world today. Some sad news. Well, I guess we should. You guys want to talk about it? Because you're actually watching Star Wars: A New Hope right now. Am I correct?
Well, I had it on in the background. I thought, why not? Because we just found out Debbie Reynolds passed away. So I mean, just after finding out Carrie Fisher had passed away. So, and what better way to celebrate? So, I guess. it's not sports related, but.
Yeah, but, you know, we talk about more than just sports here because we're stupid. We can't stay on topic. So,
give us a
bad review. I don't care.
when our teams are crappy, you know, and they're not in the playoffs, I mean.
Or they might be moving. I mean, who knows?
Half the stupid guys are, yeah.
Hey, my team lost to Cleveland.
I called that, by the way.
You did.
That is the only thing. I may have slipped in the rankings. I may have taken a beating against Russ, but I called that one.
People go.
I said.
All week people have been going, oh, God, you must be really mad. I go, what? He goes, your team lost to Cleveland. I go, yeah, I don't know. It's just. I go.
Well, they almost beat the Dolphins in overtime.
I go. Yeah. I go. When your team's close to leaving, at least your worries is there that could lose to Cleveland.
Well, that's like you helped another franchise out. You're like, here.
They're happy.
And take
the
this.
The fans. There weren't many fans there, but the fans who were there were happy. Hugh Jackson.
Well, they brought
happy.
A lot of their seats for a dollar.
I mean, yeah, they were cheap seats. Cindy and I thought about driving up there.
Now's your time to say your piece about Cleveland. Cleveland's not that bad. I actually like it up there.
I do like Cleveland. Cleveland rocks. It's a fun stadium to go to. The fans are. It's always fun when you go to a stadium where the fans are knowledgeable and there's no threat of being stabbed or, you know, shot.
That's true.
But, I mean, your kicker messes two field goals in the last 4 minutes. Who cares? Life goes on. So anyway, Miami's in the – so of who's left, Russ's team is in the playoffs.
Correct.
And Miami's chance are in the playoffs. Who of the two teams of the four stupid guys in the playoffs, who has the better chance to go further in the playoffs, Kansas City or Miami?
Well, right now, Kansas City would have the better matchup with Houston. Or if they win, they can get a bye. So I definitely would take their chances over going to play at Pittsburgh.
Oh,
first week.
Has to go to Pittsburgh?
Yeah. And Miami doesn't do too well in the cold. And I bet that would probably be like 10, 20 degrees.
But you got that great running back.
J.J., third 200-yard game of the season.
I mean, sure, he did it with only 10 guys on the field. But
And Mike, what's at stake this week with Miami versus the Patriots? I mean, obviously rival, but does it help either one of you to win? Like, is it just a note? Does everybody just play the seconds and the thirds?
But if Miami wins and then Kansas City loses, Miami could be the fifth seed and play at Houston.
Well, if you're New England,
would you leave Tom Brady
on the field with Dominic Sue on the field also?
Well, also I was confused about that too, because like he missed his past week because of injury. If you keep him out this week, and then you got next week bye, that'd be 3 weeks off to get fully healthy, fully rested.
Yeah.
But they say
–
right now I think he's supposed to play.
Okay.
And I think
– I remember some years there where they would always try to rest Manning as much as possible. And then he would be rusty. That was always the worst. Manning was the best when he was hot and fresh. Kind of like this pizza place that he talks about. But
he was hot and fresh when he wasn't playing the Chargers in the playoffs.
Well, there was that too. That was always his Achilles heel. That was like the thorn in his tire.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, could hurt, you know, then I guess if Brady doesn't play for what have you, and then he's out 3 weeks, you know. But, I mean, it's the Patriots. I mean, they're going the whole way, right?
He was out the first four games and played well when he came back, so.
At this point, I feel like the Patriots are on their war path. It's like, you know, Goodell did them wrong, you know. Brady sat out. I mean, they have a bone to pick, and every time you go against Belichick in that system, it's like.
You know, Goodell made us mad, so I'm going to play football and we'll go on some games.
Yeah, I think Belichick was messed up last year when he rested the players and he lost home field advantage to Denver.
Yeah,
that's true.
And so I don't think he wants to make that mistake again this year.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, this could be, you know, New England. It's out of the AFC. I see. Well, you know, the Chiefs could do it. You look at the Chiefs and go, they have enough talent that they could win. But I think it's either going to be Pittsburgh or the New England and the from the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, especially once Carr broke his leg.
Yeah.
Because that offense is putting up numbers. You thought they might have been able to challenge New England, but
right. So yeah, but you know, like I said, like you look at Kansas City, they have a lot of talent, but I don't know.
Like the guy who's a Tyreek Hill who's been going crazy for them.
Yeah, he's just incredible. I don't know if I'd want him on my team for what he did a few years ago, but he is a great player. You got. I mean, Houston, the Chargers beat Houston. I can't see Houston going far in the playoffs.
Why does it seem like every year they're always starting like this, like no-name quarterback in the playoffs, like the guy they just found off like waivers or something?
Because they don't have a quarterback.
I know, but every playoff year it happens like
Houston's
that.
It's a quarterback they had who was decent. What was his name? He completely just fell off the face. He went
Matt Schaub.
Matt Schaub, he was just decent. I never thought he was a great quarterback, but he was okay.
Right.
That's probably the best quarterback in their history. I mean, off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of a great quarterback for Houston.
I remember Matt Schaub.
I can't remember his name. But you never know.
You got your Sam Bradfords. You got your I don't know. It just seems they're all on a certain par of like never making it to the big one. So your Matty Ices, your, you know. Anyway. And what about Oakland, right?
Well, Oakland, if Derek Carr wouldn't have broke his leg, like Mike said, I think they would have had a good chance to go.
It's like the Oakland curse.
Yeah. Because the problem with Oakland is they're not strong defensively. Their team was, they do enough on defense to keep in the games, but their offense, you know, they have two, you know, great wide receiver. They have a decent offensive line, but without Derek Carr, I don't see him going deep in the playoffs.
Hmm.
I didn't see him going to Super Bowl anyway, because their defense is.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, losing Derek Carr in a meaningless game when they're up because your Colts are cheap.
That's not true. That wasn't a cheap.
I just heard it was dirty play. I'm just making that up.
Okay.
Just trying to get a rise out of you.
Well, it's hard to get a rise out of me because I feel like they still should have taken care of that Houston game that they had at home. It's the second year that they did that in a row. And
when they used to dominate, when they had Manning,
I know.
They never lost to Houston.
Oh, no.
Huh. Never.
They never rolled over like a dog.
Because I used to pick Houston. I remember. I always picked Houston. And Houston would lose every single time. It cost me the championship every single time.
At one point, their record was 19-1 against Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, and now that's that, you know, oh, how the mighty have fallen. But
well, at one point, the Chargers had beaten the Raiders like 14 straight times. In the last 4 years, I think they're 15-1 against the AFC West, their own division. Not going to win a lot of playoff, get to playoffs too often being 15-1. Or 1-15. I'm sorry, 1-15 against your own division. But what do you do?
Yeah, I know. It's it wasn't you know, a fun Christmas Eve as far as, you know, it's like your team loses, you're like, ah, man. But I was also not as invested either. I was kind of like, all right, you know, I've got other things going on.
Yeah.
So, and that was before my daughter had gotten sick and kind of.
Yeah, you were saying before, you know, we recorded, your daughter got sick on Christmas Day, right?
Christmas Eve.
Eve.
It was like 10 o'clock. Like everything, all the presents were wrapped. You know, Santa had visited. We were sleeping in our beds. And my wife and I. We just settled down for a long winter's nap, as they say. And yeah, we heard this boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, oh no. And so, yeah, my daughter was just throwing up pretty much all night long. And at one point, my wife and I, we just looked at each other. I was like, oh, it's like having a baby again. Like, we're up all, like, every 2 hours, basically. So
that was good memory, poor kid. Having a baby again, being up the whole night, no sleep.
Yeah. And being like, hey, this isn't really something we need to do again, right? third time's not the charm, eh?
Huh? You're talking to Mike. Mike's going, I can't wait to have kids. That sounds like so much fun. I want to have kids someday. Do you want kids someday, Mike?
Yeah.
Even after hearing those stories of no sleep. And
the war stories, yeah.
Yeah. The best are the poop explosions, I think. The ones where Matt will probably back me up on this one, where they wake up crying in the middle of the night, and you get up and you go, and the poop is all up their back, all over
all
the
up
thing,
the back.
And on the you just go, why is this always in the? Mm-hmm. Why do they always do this at night when I'm sleeping? Do it during the day. I'm already awake.
Yeah, I felt pretty fortunate that I never had a potty expressive child, one that actually took their poo and actually painted with it on the walls or did anything.
My niece did that.
Nice. All right. Well, there you go.
It's a shame. And you would think you as an artist, your kids would have that craving to create.
Sure. Well, considering I work at a paper place, they've always had paper to put that on. So.
Plenty of art supplies.
But artists.
Yeah. Toilet paper is for that.
You shouldn't, as an artist, you should know that you shouldn't just tell them they have to create on paper. You're an artist.
And just not with.
You just create whatever you feel.
The world is your canvas.
Exactly. Art art is whatever you feel in your heart, right? Am I right here?
Let's get back to sports.
So if I feel like, okay, I can create a poop classic.
Sure. Well, there was that big hubbub about, I don't know, 12 years ago or something about the artist that created the, was it the portrait of the Virgin Mary out of elephant dung?
Oh, I think is what it was. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it had to deal with like African art being made with elephant dung. So it had to deal with like their home and this connection. Rudy Giuliani came down there. I will not stand for this poo art. And, you know, it was a big hoopla back in the 04s. So
I do remember the poop. I do remember that now that you bring it up.
Hey,
so not, what if your kid decided, okay, he creates some poop art, but then you'd get a knock on the door from Rudy Giuliani. I don't like poop art.
Thankfully, I think I've dodged all of the bullets as far as the poo art. But if that was the
Dad,
case,
I don't need a canvas. My wall will be just fine.
Oh, crap.
What I'm trying to get at you as an artist.
Sure, as an artist.
Your daughter or says
I do have like I do draw the line somewhere. It's not just like hey everything's art.
You're the Rudy Giuliani of your house.
I do build walls, let's just say, between poo art and
I'm just saying as an artist you should support the artees. And if they want to do a poop mural on their wall, I think they should be allowed to do that.
Well, I think his review.
What I'm going to do.
This is a piece of crap.
Next time. I like how Mike's just like, no. What I will do though, Jack, since you're so strongly in the poo camp art, I am going to put together a scholarship and have poo artists come and visit your house.
Hey, but
where they can make their own poo mural.
I'm not an artist. So
no, I know. So that's why I'm going to have them help you out.
Same, but you as an artist, you already said that Rudy Giuliani was against the poop art. So they're just saying that makes you Rudy Giuliani.
I'm yes, to my kids. From me to my kids. Yes, I do draw a line.
And what if they said, you know, because you want your kids to follow in your footsteps. And they were, I want to be an artist. And
right.
Dad hammered, put the hammer on me. He said, lowered the boom, said, I can't be an artist. Like, he's taking my creative juices away from me because I wanted to make poop art on the wall. And he's like, no, you can't.
I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to
kids
it.
Kids are going,
I like to think
that your kids are like going, great, I live in North Korea. I can't create, I can't create art.
I don't think that is quite the case at all, Jack.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe the listeners could.
Hey, if you want to actually send in your feedback about the poo art controversy, or you'd like to see some examples of my daughter's artwork and judge for yourself, do you think it would be better in poo, or rather than the pen and ink that she actually draws her fairy designs.
Anyone can draw pen and ink. Anyone can.
Cats. She's a big fan of cats. So.
What about poop cats?
Yeah. Did you ever see that SNL commercial where they actually have the toys made out of cat poo or something like that?
I think I do remember that. Yeah, I do.
There's a whistle or something.
Yeah, you're probably against that one, weren't you? You probably protested.
No, I love that. I love that. Was great. No, I'm not against poo. Just kids painting with poop. This is a long bow that you start.
You sound from. Like you're against it to me. That's all I know. I think Mike's on my side in this one. Am I right, Mike?
Well,
I'm torn. This is like back and forth like a tennis match. You both have like such valid points in this poop discussion.
I don't know. Like, so if it was me, I would be upset if my kids did it because I'm not an artist. So it's like, hey, you're screwing up my walls here.
No, with your poop. What I'm trying to say is that even as an artist, you can have deciding lines and drawing, and you know, you're just like, hey, no, this is okay, this is not okay.
I guess if you want to crush the creative genius, I guess. If you just want to limit people on what they can do, I guess it's enough. Okay. I have to agree with you.
On with the sports. This is it.
Is anyone in the chat?
There's two people.
All right. What do they think what do they think? Is Matt being too harsh on his kids, not allowing them to express themselves? Or am I right?
Maybe there's a new line of art materials for, squatty potty art materials.
Number two pencils. Good one, Mike.
There you go. I like to, let's combine those ideas. It's a squatty potty that makes number poo pencils. There we go.
Number poo. There you go.
And trademark Jay and Jack.
If you like poo talk, you become a patron. You can go to jayandjack.com and become a patron. Hear this fine, all this poo talk you can hear.
So much more crap.
24/7. Yeah.
I would have loved to have talked about Gary Fisher or Debbie Reynolds or of the number of other 2016 celebrity death watch that we have. I mean, I was watching This Is Us rerun, and I'm like, hey, Alan Thicke died this year. Yeah. Great.
Just recently.
So.
And he was
because I had a whole.
He was actually making jokes on the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
I think he told his son, who he's playing hockey with, hey, take a picture of this. It might be the last time you see me, or something like that.
Oh, that's crushing.
But it was something like that to that extent. Mm. I mean, that's who he was. He was, comedian. So.
See, and I had this whole thing for This Is Us where I kept thinking that Alan Thicke would return maybe later in the season trying to get the Manny, doing. Making a guest appearance or something, or who knows. But I thought, hey, maybe we could get more Alan Thicke, and then boom. I'm just like, really? Okay. That's a long shot, even if you did watch This Is Us.
But you never know.
Why would I even? But you never know. And, you bring on a, a classy actor like that, I don't know. I thought his haircut was really funny, though, on the show, the way they did his hair. So anyway, This Is Us. Look it up.
But it's an excellent show if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, and have you and Cindy decided if you're going to podcast about that or no?
She's still on holding pattern.
Okay.
She started a rewatch of The Good Wife and literally watching 12 episodes a day of The Good Wife.
And wow.
What's funny is because I stopped watching it and we had a little debate, little argument. I said, remember, I started watching it first. Oh, no, you didn't. I was watching it first because I remembered a lot of the episodes, the first couple seasons. What happened is there was like Sunday Night Football. There was stuff on Walking Dead. I just fell behind. I said, I'll watch an episode here or there and keep caught up on it. But she's like going nonstop. I finished my BSG rewatch and then I started The Man in the High Castle. It's on Amazon Prime. That's an excellent show. And I'm guessing what happens to that, they probably would be against poo art too. I'm just guessing. But if you haven't seen that, it's an excellent show. The premise is that Germany and Japan wins World War II.
Yeah, and I think it's also based off of Philip K. Dick novel. Right.
Yeah, I believe so. They bomb Washington D.C. They drop a nuclear bomb on.
I've been wanting to catch that, but that's on Amazon Prime. Is that right or no?
Yeah, it's Amazon Prime. We've had it for a while. And I just because people say, "Have you watched The Man in the High Castle?" I go, "No, not yet." But I've watched 9 episodes.
I think what's
in 3 days.
I think what's tricky about it is that Amazon Prime is not, there's no app for it on the Apple TV, and I have Apple TV. So I have to kind of go out of my way to get the Amazon Prime.
I think we have it on Apple. Don't we have it on? I don't know how it's on our TV. My wife probably did something. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway.
So going back to This Is Us, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
So I don't know.
But if that, but if you do like other Jane Jack stuff, right?
Right.
Like this show and others.
So The Walking Dead has been, people are finding us on The Walking Dead. It's become a popular podcast.
And your voice sounds like so shocked.
No, I'm just saying it took a while for us to get some traction, the Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, but people are finding us. They're liking, they're enjoying us. You could also, if you like that, if you like to shop, speaking of Amazon, you can go to Amazon. Was it JJack/Amazon? Make it your homepage, and every little bit you buy makes us a little piece, a little happy. You can get your own poo art,
little piece of pie,
on Amazon Prime, on Amazon.
You probably can.
Yeah.
So, or do what I do, get actual, better supplies. So,
okay.
Or if you really need some paper, you can check out dolphinpapers.com. That's me.
I shop at Dunder Mifflin.
Ah, man, those Dunder Mifflin. We do not sell office supplies, or office supply paper. So,
oh, okay.
But if you want to support Jay and Jack, you can also become a patron and donate, a little bit here or there. Get all of the extra bonus material that the patron model has to offer as far as bonus shows.
Yeah, starting the first of the year, the Married Man Show will be we'll do a live patron show once a month.
Nice.
Starting once a year, and someone
what's that like?
A live show. It's like this show right here, but exclusively to the patrons. We did a,
and on steroids.
Yeah, we did a patron show. We did a live show the last minute with the Married Man. And the problem is we had two. It can only take 10 people online. We have to figure out how we can get more than 10 people in. Like right now, there's three of us. Right. When we had our group meeting, we could only have 10 people in the, and we had to keep.
Yeah, everybody knows that group meeting. Yeah. Shh, that's a secret.
It's a secret. It's a secret meeting. But anyway, we got to figure out how we can get more people because we had to keep bumping people out. Can you leave so we can bring this person in? It just sounds kind of rude. Hey, can you leave so this person come back? Hey, but did the two viewers, did anyone, what was their vote? Yes for poo art or no?
Silence.
Silence. Well, who's in the chat?
You can't tell.
Can't tell.
Well, thanks for joining us.
I'm watching The New Hope, and when Matt talks, I watch the scenes on The New Hope.
Well, they're about ready to blow up that Death Star. So,
spoiler alert.
What? Oh, sorry. Spoilers for Rogue One. They eventually blow it up. So,
anyway. All right, you guys ready?
So,
go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. No, I just was going to say, yeah, let's get to the
and
picks.
I just want everyone to know the only Jay and Jack podcast recording this week is Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys.
All right.
How's that for dedication? Well, everybody else said, I don't want to do it. I'm tired. I can't do it. I need a break.
They're in a holiday break.
Yeah. The Sports Talk guys, the Three Stupid Guys said, no, we're going through. We're doing it.
Every year we do it. That's especially with the picks. So,
all right. You ready to get these winning picks here?
I know.
That's some tough games because I don't know who's going to care, who's not going to care. But first up, we have B-more versus Cincinnati, and Baltimore was 6 seconds away from still having a chance at the playoffs. But Antonio Brown, with no time left, stretched across the goal line to get the winning touchdown. I'm saying it's in Cincy. I'm taking Cincy. Russ took Baltimore.
Huh.
Matt.
Well, suck it, Russ. I'm taking Cincinnati. So they've got nothing else to play for. But
I felt good about my pick until Matt, who's falling like a ton of bricks, agreed with me. So.
I have no, yeah. Well, we're in polite company then. So,
no, I've been
good company.
I've been crappy. So stay on the crap phrases. I've been crappy all season. You were like flying high.
I was.
You were like
Luke.
You were like fresh paint. But now you become poop art.
Yeah.
You're really just.
I held on to the lead for a good long while, and something happened in November. I think Russ got to me psychologically. Oh, he always picks me. But you know what? That's because he's right in front of me. I could make the same thing claims about Mike. Theoretically.
Oh, so now you're telling Mike he's a front runner?
No, I'm just complaining about Russ because he's not here to argue. So, truth be told.
Russ would be like going, but anyway. All right. No, Russ would be going, who are we talking about? Who? Are you talking about me? Who are we talking about?
What game are we on? I don't remember the game that my players just played.
Mike, who are you picking?
Despite AJ Green being out, I'm going to go Cincinnati here just because I want to go different from Russ. Maybe win the regular season title of three super guys.
Nice.
Need to win five games on him.
I think you can do it. You've been on the move, that's for sure. Next up is Russell. Houston versus Tennessee, and Tennessee Mariota broken leg out 5 to 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Phew.
And that's a, no pun intended, but bad break for Mariota. Yeah. Hate to see it. Even like I said, I put on Twitter, I hate Oakland with a passion, but I hate to see anybody get hurt. So I hate to see Derek Carr go down. Russ took Houston. Matt, I'm assuming you're going to take Tennessee because Russ took Houston. Now, pre-November, Matt would have taken Houston for sure.
Well, I actually was going to take Houston. I mean, come on, Tennessee. Well, but it's in Tennessee. Mike, what's the spread on this?
Tennessee
by
3.
I'm going to phone a friend.
Tennessee by 3.
Well, I'm taking Tennessee. I'm going to take Tennessee.
Who's the quarterback for Tennessee?
And crickets.
It's a good question there. But
now Houston doesn't beat this game, right? That they can't do any better than what they're doing now, right?
If they they'll be locked into
the fourth seed, right? So they can't do any. They can't. Only way they're going to do a home game is if a wild card team wins. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they don't have to play this game to win it. So they don't have to risk their quarterback. Is it Tom Savage?
Yeah, you might want to get him another start since considering he's only started what 2 or 3 NFL starts ever.
Wouldn't it be funny if Tom Savage led the team to the Super Bowl and won, and Brock Osweiler said, "I should have started." That could be his saying every year. They should have started me. We could have won with me. You know what? Now, just to hear Brock Osweiler say that, I'm rooting for Houston during the whole playoffs. They win the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So Brock Osweiler is going to say he could be the quarterback. They got benched just before the playoffs started, and his team went on to win the Super Bowl.
Well, he still has to wear that
ring. Without me winning all those games in regular season, we wouldn't win the Super Bowl. Okay, Mike, you're going with?
Tennessee.
Since Tennessee has the
good about this.
Since Tennessee has the hot quarterback, I'm going with Tom Savage. Houston.
Yeah.
Next up is Matt. Carolina versus Tampa Bay. Doug Martin is entered drug rehab today. So he's going to be suspended for 4 games.
Oh, who's that?
The running
guy?
For Tampa Bay.
Okay.
The muscle hamster.
Well, that's all I needed to know. I'm picking I wanted to pick Tampa Bay. I initially picked Tampa Bay. And I'm leaning Tampa Bay, but with that I'm going to say Carolina.
What do you think about the rumors? There's rumors out there that Ron Rivera could lose his job.
I believe it. I mean, going from, essentially Carolina did what I did, like they were really good.
So,
and then all of a sudden they just.
So, what you're saying is I should just kick you out of this podcast right now.
What? I didn't say that.
You just said that basically Carolina did what I did. I did.
Oh.
And you're cool.
Yeah. No, I just meant going from number one to way down in the bottom of the barrel.
So. I'll tell you this, but if they do fire him, I think that's a perfect fit for him to go back to San Diego and be the head coach there in San Diego.
Yeah.
He was
How would you feel about that?
I'd be very happy with it. He was a great defensive coordinator for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to win. He's willing to take chances on, like, somebody I know, Nick Foles.
Russ. And he's been to the Super Bowl. Russ.
Well, you know, Brock Osweiler, he's been to the Super Bowl, too. That doesn't say much.
That's true.
But I'm going to take I've been on the Tampa Bay bandwagon for the last few weeks.
Yeah, and it's hurt.
It's killed me. So I'm going to take Carolina just so Tampa Bay can win.
And I'll take I'll take Tampa.
Okay. And Matt, who did you go with?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. All right, so Russ went Tampa Bay, so I'm the only one with Carolina. Next up is Mike. Jags versus the Colts. Jags, who are the division winners. Jacksonville Jaguars, who the Chargers play next year in Jacksonville.
Is it my pick first?
It's
Mike's pick.
Okay.
Jags versus the Colts.
Let's go Colts. They'll leave you with a happy mark to end the season, Matt.
I know.
Yeah, they'll screw up their draft order, so I think the Colts will win this game. Russ went with the Colts.
Yeah, I'm picking the Colts too. It's just so stupid, though. What a stupid year. So.
Next up, we have New England versus Miami. What's the weather going to be like in New? It's supposed to be cold this weekend, right?
It was 85 this past week.
Not Miami.
Oh, it actually.
All the games in Miami. I'm sorry.
We do have a cold front coming in, so it might be in the 60s.
Okay, you know what? You know what, Mike? I'm taking the Dolphins. The Dolphins.
Ooh, that's a desperate.
Just because I know right now. Just because I know Tucker's listening. What?
Mm.
What? What? Yeah, I'm picking the Dolphins, Tucker. There, I said it. Russ went with New England.
Yeah, I gotta take New England here.
You're going with what Russ picks.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly why I picked it. Mike, are you sticking with your team? Is this help them out?
No, we're gonna go New England here. Thinking Tom Brady plays, but I was surprised at how big that spread was for the game. 9.5 points.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They're treating like Dolphins like they're the Cleveland Browns or
the Chargers. But you could say it.
You gotta consider, I mean, you know, they're gonna sit some guys in that second half. I mean, once they get it locked away, I would think it'd be a little bit closer. Especially if Houston goes down, but I guess that game's at the same time, isn't it? So
yeah, it should be.
Matt Moore has a better winning percentage this year than Tom Brady, right?
What?
Am I right? Matt Moore's 2-0.
Really?
2-0.
He hasn't lost a game.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Undefeated.
I said better winning percentage.
Yeah.
Winning percentage. That was the key line there.
I thought you said winning personality.
Well, have you seen Tom Brady? Come on, man. We can all agree Tom Brady's a great quarterback, but does he look like he's a lot of fun to hang out with?
No, he totally looks like a complete douchebag. Like, in all honesty.
Even when he puts on his Uggs boots and stuff?
Yeah. He has no clue. Like, he's just lucky. He's very lucky.
But I hear he lets his kids be creative, though.
He can let his kids play with poo art all he wants. So if that's how they want to express themselves, but not in my household.
Not your household. Not you.
Fine. We'll make, you know,
Play-Doh's worse. I don't know if you have carpet in your house.
But no.
I remember when our kids, we had, we lived in apartments and stuff like that. And when our kids were young and
Play-Doh
would get stuck in that carpet, I'd be like.
Oh, or slime.
God. Yeah, slime. Yeah. Guys, why do we have to play with this on the carpet? Jeez. Anyway. But again, I wasn't an artist, so it's I'm not being hypocritical when I'm saying, hey, don't play with the Play-Doh.
Quick little update.
All right.
Tennessee Titans starting quarterback is former New England Patriot Matt Cassel.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, huh.
I feel a lot better with that Houston pick.
I feel better with my Tennessee pick.
Matt Cassel. So. Okay. over Tom Savage. I'm changing.
Tom Savage doesn't. Tom Savage sounds like a name of a weather reporter on like Channel 6. I'm Tom Savage, Channel 6 weather. I don't know.
It's a beast of a name. Let's see. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is Chicago versus Minnesota. Russ picked Minnesota. Matt, I'm assuming you're going to pick Minnesota also.
Yeah. Boo Chicago. I don't know. They're just so wishy-washy this year, right? So.
Well, it's called being terrible.
Yeah.
Minnesota, their defensive backs went against the head coach scheme. I mean, they decided to do it their own way. Mike Zimmer has completely lost that team.
Yeah, and there's no way that the Minnesota can make it into the playoffs now, right?
No. They look like a locker. Basically, when you start out 5-0 and don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, Indy kind of spoiled it for them, too, because they needed to be Indy. And
yeah.
At least that's the... I still have that game on my DVR. Remember the win against the Vikings. I don't know. That's a song I just came up with.
That's great. You're not only an artist, you're a musical artist. You're just...
Sure, yeah. But that music was a little bit more made out of poo than...
I wasn't going to say it was a crappy song that you came up with. But...
Okay, sure. Anyway,
I will take Minnesota.
I'm going to take Chicago just to be different. So there. I mean, what do I have to lose? Nothing. I can only go up, 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 and away. Bills versus the Jets. Rex Ryan gets canned after only 2 years. What do you think?
Fair. Finally. Can we just be done with the Ryans?
Sexy Rex.
For a while? I don't know. Let him go back to college and figure himself out, come back. Maybe go over to Europe.
He took over a team that was 9-7, and they never duplicated that record, right? Under Rex Ryan, am I correct? Anybody?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And because they're...
And when he took over the team...
Even this year, they'll finish...
They were pretty good defensively. He's a defensive-minded coach, and I think they were worse defensively the last 2 years than they were when he took over. So I was talking to someone in Buffalo. I said, Buffalo needs to get back to where – I think it was Russ and I were talking. Buffalo needs to get back to where you have a quarterback like, say, an Alex Smith who doesn't – you know, I think that was more like Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly was a quarterback who didn't really – you know, it wasn't – he didn't put the team on his back. They had Thurman Thomas, great running back. They had great defense. And they had home field advantage in just, you know, the playoffs. When you have to go to Buffalo to play in January, that's some brutal weather to play. And that gave them a path to the Super Bowl 4 straight years. You need to get back to that. So
he went 8-8 and 7-8.
8-8 and 7-8. So, yeah, he did worse. Because people are like, well, how do you get fired after 2 years? Well, you got a big mouth. And you, you know, I think he's done as a head coach, though. What do you guys think?
They always.
I think so. Like I said,
out the same names though. Like you just hear Tom Coughlin's getting interviewed now.
Yeah, there's people in San Diego that want to bring Tom Coughlin there. I go, God, he's older than me. When do we say enough's enough? But I see Rex Ryan going to the broadcast booth or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, he's a talker.
Yeah, I guess so. But
if I was,
he doesn't really have much to. I know, but it doesn't have much to hang his hat on. I mean, most of those guys that go to the broadcast booth, it's because they've won something. So, I mean, it's not like, I don't know. Can you imagine like the offers that Belichick would get from the media to be a sports, you know?
Oh, right now.
We're going live to Bill Belichick's analysis of this game that we just watched. What do you think, Bill?
I think that was a touchdown. Yeah,
that's great. Is anything else that you'd like to tell us about, like maybe the formation or how they pulled the
sheep? Next question. It was a touchdown. That's all we need to know. Touchdown.
Do you think that guy's going to come back from injury in the second half?
I'm just an announcer. I'm not a doctor. I really don't know. It's not my job to say if he was if his leg looked like it went 3 different directions, but I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
All right, that was Bill Belichick. Great, great analysis from Bill. It's always good to hear from him. That's why we only have him on for 5 minutes. We can only afford 5 minutes of his time. All right. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Meyer. Bye, bye. So Bills versus the Jets. Who do you want, Matt? Russ went with the Bills.
Bills.
That helps you out.
Oh, but there's no way the Jets win this one. It's the Bills. So Jets are worse.
The Jets are a mess.
Yeah.
They're just a mess.
Everything's half off.
Yeah. Mike, you're going with?
I'm going to go with Jets. What the heck? Last week of season.
Wow.
Well, there was even talk about, like, they might bench Tyrod Taylor and play EJ Manuel just to see what they have in him. So who knows what they're doing in Buffalo right now.
Hasn't he been on the team for, like, 4 years, EJ Manuel?
Yeah. Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
I think we pretty much know what you have. You have crap art is what you have.
That would be some really good therapy for the Ryan brothers, you know, after they got canned, you know, maybe just go off some, you know, deep African jungle somewhere and make some African poo art, you know, elephant dung.
I think
sculptures I think of Rex, footballs.
Rex would put he would put poop on feet and make feet art. Right? Wait, feet art? No.
Yeah, or big giant feet made of, you know. Poop. Anyway, how did we get here?
You started it. I'm taking the Jets. Next up, we have America's favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles, versus America's least favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Mike, you're up first.
Dallas has clinched home field all throughout, right?
Yeah, they're yeah.
All right, I'll go Philadelphia.
Now, they asked the coach, the owner, Jerry Jones, who he's going to play this week. Is Tony Romo going to see the field? And he hasn't confirmed it. Do they play Tony Romo? If they play Dak Prescott and he gets hurt, and then Romo comes in and gets hurt, and they lose the playoffs, would Jerry Jones fire himself as owner?
No, I'm just imagining a scenario there where Dak Prescott plays, gets injured, Romo goes in and then plays in the playoffs and loses the first game of the playoffs.
Or they make a trade for Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler.
There you go. And he just sits on the bench.
Yeah. But I would imagine that, you know, the Cowboys would still want to get something out of Romo. I mean, he's not completely washed up and done, right? I mean, as a player, he's going to go somewhere.
I think more than anything, I don't think they can trade him because of I don't think they can get a lot for him.
His age, right.
His age, he's had a lot of injury problems. Like, he's making a lot of money. I mean, I don't see.
So what do they do? Just Derek Jeter in and put him out there to, like, you know, hold the football when they make the punt?
I don't know what their cap hit is. I mean, they would probably hope they could trade him. I don't know. Mike's more of the inside guy in this one. What do you think, Mike? Do they trade him? Try and trade him?
How many people have you traded?
Wouldn't most teams want a quarterback with, like, a full spine, a full back? Like, not his back's, like, falling apart.
Yeah. Like, I would say he's making a lot of money, but there's teams out there that need a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback. Houston needs a quarterback. Cleveland needs
a quarterback. Oakland needs a quarterback.
Well, they won't need a quarterback next year, but there's a lot of there's a lot of teams that could use a quarterback. Would you take a chance on Tony Romo, but do you trade for Tony Romo? And do you take on that salary if he gets hurt?
Oh, man.
That's a lot of money tied into your cap.
I would never do it. I mean, the only reason Jerry Jones has done it is clearly, you know, Mike and I cracked this a long time ago. You know, he's Jerry Jones' love child. That's clear.
I think so, yeah.
So, it
was proven in a Twitter poll.
So there's no way. It's been fact-checked. We've got Russians, you know, tweeting this stuff out. So, you know, it's out there, people.
Did we set up a Twitter poll on Matt being a communist about his kid's poop art?
Yeah, we got Twitter poll for today.
That should be the Twitter poll for today. Why don't we put that up there so we can see if Matt is a communist and anti-artist?
Right, sure. Just because I don't want my kids making poo-painted art or things with cat poo, Doesn't make me a communist artist, you know.
I think it does.
All of the years and the no, I mean you well, have
I,
to
I think it's not up to you, Matt. You can make your case, I guess, but it's up to the people mm-hmm. on Twitter. Because once you vote on Twitter and it like I said, if the vote goes against you, then
you know what? There's one other way I can solve it. I could just ask my kids, hey, what do you think about making art out of your poo? Would you like to do that?
They're gonna be like, oh, don't get dad mad. Just give the right answer. Give the right. He'll go Rudy Giuliani on us. We don't want that. No.
Oh, well, I imagine what my daughter would say. My son, that's a more of a 70-30 split there. There could be a part of him that could be like, you know, but I'll get back with you.
They'll say, I'll wait till I see the Twitter poll, Dad. Then we'll get back to you. So you're going to make that Twitter poll there, Mike?
I'll have to figure out how I'm going to word this question.
Well, just say, should Matt be against his kids making poo art?
I think you can just use another 4-letter word. So like crap or.
Anyway, I'm picking Philly also. Can you tell it's week 17 of the NFL?
And two of us don't have a stake in it.
Russ went with Dallas.
I'm going Dallas too. I think they still finish it strong. So
you know, you could have taken this night off and just said, just give me whatever Russ picks.
I did not pick the same thing as Russ.
He had Dallas.
I've split. Sure.
I'm looking at. Okay, you have Cincy and Tennessee are different. Since then,
while you're tallying the scores, Ed chime in here saying he makes poop art every morning.
I've seen his Christmas socks.
Well,
he does have some.
If that's what you're into, I'm sure
he does have some great Christmas socks. So
he does, and I'm sure he would not be fashioning, poo themed socks out there. I mean, where's the holiday spirit in that? I mean, unless so it's Mr. Hankey.
I was going to say, you got a Christmas poo? South
yeah, I'm Park. Just saying, like, it just wouldn't be the same, except if it was Mr. Hankey. That's all I'm saying.
So now all of a sudden it's Mr. Hankey. It's okay.
We're not on a first name basis here, okay?
You're very inconsistent there, Matt. I'm sorry.
This one time when you were asleep, I secretly snuck inside your mouth. That's from Mr. Hankey. It's one of my favorites is when he sneaks inside the kid's mouth.
Hi-de-hoo, Kyle.
Anyway.
All right. Next up is, I think I'm first. It's Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. Cleveland coming off that high of winning the Super Bowl. It's in Pittsburgh. But I think Cleveland, Pittsburgh's is resting most of their guys. RG3, you can't touch him. You can't lay a hand on him. We got two personal fouls for tackling RG3. You know the Chargers had 9 sacks in that game and still lost?
Wow.
9 sacks and still lost. I'm going to go Cleveland because you can't touch RG3. You can pound Phillip Rivers into the turf as much as you want. But RG3, you lay a hand on him, that's a penalty. So I'm going Cleveland. Russ went with Pittsburgh, so that must mean Matt's going with Pittsburgh.
I'm going with Pittsburgh because it's the smart choice. Cleveland only won one game, and it's because they circled it on their calendar at one point, and they said, guys, this is winnable. It's the San Diego Chargers. Think about it. San Diego is basically like us, except sunnier, okay? So while we're stuck in this hellhole called Cleveland, we got to beat those beeholes or whatever they would say. I'm just assuming this was the locker room pep talk.
Beach holes? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, something like that. Peach holes.
Peach hole.
That's a new one because I've heard of mass, you know, what they call people from Massachusetts. Mass holes. Yeah, but beach holes.
I don't know. I thought that you were young when you said B something, but what else would it be? I mean, beach, San Diego, avocados.
I'm picking Pittsburgh because they have the better record.
And Russ picked Pittsburgh.
Matt took Cleveland last week, so he already called a shot last week. So there's no reason to push us on with Cleveland.
I did. Like, of all the weeks, I'm going to have a perfect record for Cleveland.
You haven't picked
Think about it.
Picked Cleveland once this year?
I've only picked Cleveland once this year.
All right.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
And I'll go Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
So I'm the only one going on the limb taking the future Super Bowl champions, Cleveland Browns.
Hey, that's what fans happen. You know, you got beaten by another team. You just, you know, it's like
you get right
some psychological Stockholm syndrome there for you.
You get on that emotional,
like, I have to
emotional roller coaster. Yeah. Go, oh my God, what am I doing now? Next up is Russ, New Orleans versus Atlanta. Russ went ATL. I'm assuming Matt's going to go with.
What? You could just ask me first and then reveal what Russ picked. But yeah, I'm going to take Atlanta.
You have it on your text. You have the picks. So it's not like you couldn't just already look.
I can't read technology and podcasts at the same time. I'm not. I'm only 40. You know, you're much more, you know, aged man than I am.
Okay.
Jack.
Yeah. So it means that I should be less competent at the technology part.
No. You're much more wiser in your ways.
Oh, wiser. And, you know, okay. Right.
Yeah. Hotlanta, it is.
Hotlanta. And Michael.
Will we finally have a sweep? I'm guessing not because of Jack.
No, I'm good. I'm taking New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
You're
I'm
going
to Atlanta.
Okay. And
because Mike copies me. This is a conspiracy against me.
You took the Jets. You took the Bills. You and Russ took the Bills. You know, you can't catch Russ by picking the same games he's picking. I'm just trying to help you.
I hear you.
Maybe you want to be like Peyton Manning most of his life, finishing second most of the time. All right. Next up is Matt. Your first, Matt. It's the Giants versus Washington.
This sounds like an actual. I don't know. I don't know if this would even be a good game.
Does either team need the? Because they're both in the playoffs, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just the Giants have a chance.
Washington's not in the playoffs, but Mike.
They're 8-6-1.
Looking up.
So. Looking up. The score. I'm picking the Giants though because I picked first. It was my turn to go first. Oh man, rewriting of history.
Hey, I'm just someone has to pick up the slack for Russ not being here.
Yeah. Well, we can only do our podcasting best.
You're already known as the guy who's anti-art.
Just really shitty art. That's all I'm saying. All right, Giants.
I would say you can't say that, but at this point, I think people stopped listening a while ago.
I think they did. They were just like, "Oh my gosh, another show about poo." I mean, come on. How much?
Hi-de-ho.
Thank goodness they're not talking about the squatty potty anymore.
Well, if they would have sponsored us, we'd be all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Screw them.
I know. So we even gave him another clever idea.
Yeah, we did.
Number poo pencils. Yes. Hey, Giants, the G-men, okay. Getting it done.
Mike, does Washington have a chance for the playoffs?
I'm trying to look up, but I don't really care that much. I'm going to go Washington.
Good answer. I like it.
I also have
honesty.
I have to know.
He's got to know.
I thought they were in the playoffs. That shows you how much I've been paying attention to football the last couple weeks. Let's see. NFL standings.
Bum, 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 bum. This is where most people get their sporting news. They actually tune in to the this show right here, and they're like, hey, does Washington? I you know, I'm just assuming that this is a person that lives in Washington, D.C., and they're like, is my team in the playoffs? I don't know. Let's see. Sports guys can tell me.
Detroit are 9-6. The winner of the game on Sunday night wins the division. But the loser would be 9-7. If Washington wins, they'd be 8-6-1.
They'd be 9-6-1.
So I would think, well, you know, no, the tie should give them Yeah, because
no, 9-6-1 better than 9-7.
Yeah, so they would go to the playoffs. They have to win the game. New York is in the playoffs. There's a wild card. So the we may not know until Sunday night. Well, if Washington wins, then it's winner take all for Green Bay versus Detroit. Well, you know what? Tampa Bay is 8-7. They still have a chance to get into the
playoffs.
Oh no, wait. We got Seattle's in. Atlanta's in.
Right.
Giants are in. Dallas is in. So it depends. There's three teams. Tampa Bay is still there.
Yeah. Well, how can the Giants and Dallas still be locked into place? So the Giants need to keep their win streak going too.
Well, they're a wild card team. So it really I think they'd still have the better record as far as wild team if they could play a home game if another wild card team got in it. So you know, I don't have the breakdown of expanded standings, playoff standings. Let's go to that makes more sense. All right. Green Bay wins tie break over Detroit based on head-to-head winning percentage, but they just have to beat whoever wins that game wins the division. Let's see. They have Washington number 7, Detroit number 6. But if Detroit loses, I would think Washington leapfrogs them. But if Washington loses and Detroit loses and Tampa Bay wins, it really doesn't tell me who gets what. So I don't know. So thanks, ESPN.com. Thanks for all your help. Might as well be looking
there at who you are. NFC is a wild card crapshoot. We'll just call it.
The AFC is all locked in.
Yeah.
This week, week it doesn't matter except for I think Kansas City can still win the division. Nope, they can't because the Raiders are already way AFC. So it doesn't matter. These games just
I'm still saying the Giants. With all of that, even though it is in Washington.
All right. I'm taking Washington because I'm going the opposite of what Russ picks. Next up is Mike. Arizona versus the Rams, and there'll be a lot of people there to see that Rams game because they've just taken over that town. You know that more people in St. Louis, they get higher ratings for the Rams games in St. Louis than Los Angeles.
Wow.
There's more people watching the Rams play on TV in St. Louis than in Los Angeles. Are you listening to me, Dean Spanos? Are you listening to what everyone's telling you to do? There was a poll in some Fox station in L.A. Do you want the Chargers move there? 90% said no. Are you hearing that? Dean, are you listening? Are you listening, Dean? Are you listening?
He stopped listening after the poo art thing. Actually,
he's probably a big fan of poo art. He probably invests in poo art.
Oh, he was like, I'm gonna stay tuned, see what happens art,
which is shocking because he wants a new stadium. And what's better poo art than Qualcomm Stadium?
Hey, you know what matches poo art? Raiders jerseys, really well, and the Browns. Don't forget about them.
The Browns, it's in the name.
It's in the name, right?
So, Mike, who are you going with?
I will go Arizona.
Arizona. The tough game here. Arizona's terrible.
The Rams are terrible. I guess Jeff Fisher was right about one thing. They didn't finish 7-9.
No. I got to go Arizona just because the Rams are terrible. And Russ went with Arizona. So is this going to be the first clean sweep of the game?
Sweep it. Okay, no sweep shocker. It clean. Sweep. And nobody wants to watch this. So I really hope this is not the game that I'm forced to watch. Because that just seems awful. Fox has three games on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
We've got that game, the Giants-Washington game, and next up, Seattle, right? Or are you doing the Chargers game?
I'm doing the Charger game.
Oh, okay. That's CBS. So
CBS cares.
But yeah.
Oakland versus Denver. I'm first pick. I say Denver wins this because they hate Oakland. They want to go out strong. And I think Oakland has absolutely nothing to play for. So I'm going with the Denver Broncos. Russ went with Denver. Matt is going with.
I'm picking Denver because I don't think Oakland's going to know how to. Well, you know what? Maybe Oakland does have something. Since Russ picked Denver, maybe Oakland's got something still. I'm changing my pick.
Really?
Hey, it's that fan Stockholm syndrome I've been talking about. My team got beat by Oakland. Therefore, I'm like, oh, Oakland, they're going to win. So, yeah.
All right.
Why not?
Okay.
Mile high. They're going to do it.
I was shocked on that one. And Mike?
I will go Denver.
Who is the Oakland quarterback? Is that rookie?
Is it Matt McGloin, possibly?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wait. I'm going with a guy named Matt McGloin.
Matt, my groin.
My groin, Eric, my groin.
I'll still take the long shot on that one.
That's dedication, Matt. Thanks. Next up is Kansas City versus San Diego. Russ went with a shocker here, went Kansas City.
I wish I could pick the Chargers, but they lost to the Browns last week, so picking Kansas City.
Mike, you're going with?
I'll go Kansas City.
Well, last year in the last ever game that was going to be played in Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, the Chargers beat the Dolphins. Very emotional game. It was emotional after. The fans are crying. They're playing a "Hey, Stay a Little Bit Longer," you know, song. All the players are there. It was a very emotional game in the last game ever in San Diego. Now the next last game to ever be played in San Diego. I just don't see the Chargers losing this game. They come out fired up, and they beat the Chiefs. San Diego wins the last game ever in San Diego.
Well, the way you've been talking about watching the games this year, I thought that the song they would be playing would be like, "Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back."
Well, it's a shame that Dean Spanos is not named Jack, because that would be perfect. Because most people just say, just sell the team. They wish that Dean would just sell the team. If there's somebody out there that's a fan of three sports talk with three stupid guys, because this is our last season. Can you go buy the Chargers? If you're rich, can you go buy Mark Cuban? If you're listening, can you go buy the Chargers and just build the damn stadium? Come on, Mark, you got money. You'd be a fan favorite. You'd be the new fan favorite there.
We'd say your name at the end of every show.
Mark Cuban, thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, man.
Next up is
Matt, Seattle, San Francisco.
Seattle versus San Francisco.
Wait. I don't even want to know what Russ picked, because I am going to pick opposite of him. I'm going to pick Seattle.
Yeah, like he went with, like there was a long shot that he went with the 49ers.
What?
I think Russ just picks the favorites.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you've cracked the code.
I don't want to call anybody out, but if we went back and looked at this thing, I think it's probably like 98.9% favorites.
Actually, Mike does post in our week 17 or in our weekly standings, which is so nice. I mean, it's, you know, one of the great things about Mike.
It is not poo art.
It's not poo art. But you do upset picks. How many we got right and how many we got wrong?
I see that. So right here, Mike is 16-7 in upset picks.
I think it's 16-17.
16-17, I'm sorry. I'm 22-33. Matt is 20-28, and Russ is 24-27. So here we're bashing on Russ. He's taken the most upsets. No, I have.
33. Oh, you did.
33, Matt second, Russ. So Mike's a front.
I took one more. Yeah, I took one more, actually.
Than Russ, yeah. So Mike's a front runner. Right, Mike?
But look at Mike's percentage right there. 16, he's gotten right out of the 17. Is that correct?
No, he's 16. He's 16
one game right, under 500.
Yeah, 16. He's got 16 right, 17 wrong.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
So I apologize. There you go. I apologize, Russ, for calling you the front runner.
I don't, Russ.
So, Mike, who are you going with here? I'm assuming since it's Seattle's favorite, you're probably going Seattle.
Well, looking at the matchup, San Francisco is not playing LA because that was their only two wins this year. They won the first game against LA and last game against LA. So I'm going to go Seattle.
Yeah, I can't go with the 49ers. They're terrible. Chip Kelly, I guess, will keep his job because who else would want it? And then the final game of the day, the game that really means something. Of all these games, this is the most important game of the day. And the NFL was smart and flexed it. And Mike, you get to go first. Green Bay versus D-Town. Aaron Rodgers said, we're going to run the table. We're not going to lose. And since he said that, I guess he's the MVP, right? Just to make the fans mad.
Or one of the Cowboys guys.
Nah,
Ezekiel Elliott or Tech.
Ezekiel Elliott. I could rush behind that line. I'm not saying this kid doesn't have talent. But I could gain yards behind that line. And you run 5 or 6 yards before you can get touched.
But yeah, both teams have something to play for here. I'm going to go Detroit at home and say they win the division.
I'd love to see Detroit win the division, but they have a lot of San Diego in them. It's a big game. So what is Detroit? What is Detroit known for in the big games? So I'm going to go Green Bay. Russ went with Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Detroit. So I kind of wanted them to pull off that upset.
Wow, look at you and, becoming a rebel.
Man, I've been a rebel since I started watching that A New Hope movie. Have you guys seen that? It's called A New Hope.
A New Hope. When it first came out, it wasn't called A New Hope. That was just called Star Wars.
I've never heard of this Star Wars. I've only heard of A New Hope. It's like one of my favorite movies.
It's the best of all the Star Wars movies.
I would agree with you. I'm more of a New Hope fan than, probably, I know a lot of people love Empire, they're big Empire fans.
It's a better story. But my biggest argument is if New Hope was not successful, we wouldn't be talking about Empire because it wouldn't have been made.
It's true.
So there.
Very true. Yep. And I really did like Rogue One. I won't talk as much as they did on The Married Man. Jeez, they practically spoiled the whole movie.
Did you hear what I was saying? I go, I haven't seen it yet, but they kept talking about it.
Right. It's like they just couldn't help.
Oh, you got to see it. But so. This part right here, I go, guys, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, and then the part where he comes out and then slashes off his head and there's guts spilling out everywhere. Oh, I just loved it. And then the seeds of the people's eyes exploded. By the way, that was not in that movie.
Is that actually writing the stuff in the chat?
Yeah. Oh. But I think he left for tonight.
Okay. I just happened to look over the chat.
That was a sign off.
Okay, I won't repeat what he said. Nice. But it was I literally was. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Matt, but I was just looking.
No, it's LMAO. I actually started looking at it just the same time. I was like, "Hey, what's all of this?" Because I was not in the chat reading.
Speaking of Poo Art, his last person he was talking about. Anyway, so
no, thanks Ed for joining us, and also the other random guests that we had in the chat tonight.
They left too. It might have been Bill Belichick. Again, can't listen to show dumb poop. Sorry.
Oh, Ed's still here. He says he lives close to Tim. If you want to put a hit on Tim, he can make it happen.
Oh, can he?
Oh, nice.
Nice.
silencers. So
yeah.
From some of the past stories from Tim on Married Man podcast, he's a fan of the poo art.
Okay. Well, then, since we've already gone there, I think what we would like you to do, Ed, is just to, basically fart in an envelope, seal it up really quickly, and then deliver it to Tim. Okay. Nothing's inside of it. He opens it up, and it's like, "What is this?" And he's like, "Oh God, do you want to leave it?
Did I go running again?"
Yeah. You want to leave that in your car or whatever, But it's anyway. Food for thought. Think about it. Ed, if you're willing.
Poop
for
thought. Cool. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Hey, that was pretty on the fly, as far as,
Yeah.
The prank that we could do on Tim.
But I don't know if Ed wants to get involved in a war with Tim. He might have a runner running across his lawn like in the middle of the night.
Comes poop on his lawn.
What if they were Mr. Hankey socks? You know, wonder where I could find that. Yeah, but still, put it in a big envelope and make sure that you fart into the bag. So I want to make sure that there's some kind of diabolical.
Talk about going postal, man.
Okay,
farting in an envelope.
I could find like a dead mouse and just, you know, kind of put that in a bag with the socks. And then
with Tim, it'd be a dead rabbit, right? Was it a rabbit?
Dead rabbit. Yeah.
Probably the most, probably, I mean, Married Man for what, been on what, 9, 10 years? There's been a lot of disturbing stories on there. That might have been the most disturbing story in the history of the Married Man show.
Yeah. And if you like our show,
yes,
and the Married Man,
you can listen to the broadcast, the Married Man.
Rate and review us. And we'll be back for The Walking Dead.
Yeah, in February, right? When February, it comes back in February.
Yep.
But we're sometime here next. Right, we're here next week. The sports talk, because we're going to give you the playoff picks, which people are like going, "I got to know, I got to know." And plus, we're going to give you the Twitter poll results on is Matt a communist or not, because he's anti art.
We'll tune in with Bill Belichick next week and just kind of get his sports analysis.
I'm not going to talk about that. No.
Sorry, Bill. We can only afford you for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, because that's really.
I'm not an artist. Sorry, don't do that. I'm not. I will fart in an envelope, though. I do think that was funny. I'm still laughing.
Thanks, Bill, for joining us.
I've never laughed so hard in my life. I'm still laughing. That was funny.
I think people would pay a lot of money to have your farts in an envelope. It's a lot of Boston fans that would love that. You put that on eBay.
Whose fart would you rather have an envelope? Tom Brady or
Oh my gosh, I Bill can't believe we're here.
I mean people of New England.
This is the Twitter poll right there for you.
Yeah, so you got two Twitter polls right now. Who would you rather whose fart would you rather have in an envelope? Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? And is Matt a communist because he's anti-art?
I like to think that this is our 2016 podcast, you know? Just like stick a fork in it. We are done.
So Mike, do you have those two
polls? We're going on to Blaze of Glory.
Do you have those two Twitter polls ready?
Almost.
Okay. If you don't do it, I'll
you
do
could,
it.
You could almost say that we're going out as almost like a flaming bag left on your doorstep and we just knocked. Okay. That is us.
Oh my God, it's three. Bill Belichick's farts. No. You can't put them out.
Oh my gosh. Well, we know that the envelope for Tom Brady would end up deflated, so I would imagine most people would pick that one. So
it'd just be an empty envelope, right?
Oh no, it's silent, but it's deadly. So it's not filled to the brim. Anyway,
if you like this show and want to become a patron, because at this time, like,
who doesn't?
Three special patrons who help make this show successful, and they all do. All our patrons, we love them all. Tack from Tokyo, Eckerick Dirk Laffelter, and Molly the Millennial. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for helping us out, and thanks for everything everyone does. And have a safe and happy New Year's. Remember, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. It's not worth dying over.
It's only a couple more days to 2016.
You can get
2017.
You can get Uber. You can get, you know, you can call a cab, have a designated driver, pick someone who doesn't drink to go out and hang out with, you know.
You could email this podcast. You could call into this podcast.
Yeah, and we'll come pick you up. But seriously, though, come on, guys.
Yeah.
It's not worth, you know, all the everything that happens. Don't drink and drive. There, we got our soapbox. But don't forget to go to our Twitter page, Three Stupid Guys, and vote.
We do, yeah.
Vote. On Matt the Communist, or whose fart would you rather have an envelope?
Ed chimes in saying, Bill would cheat and use Rex Ryan's farts.
Oh, man. Too true. And on that note, I don't think we can top it. I mean,
no, that's the line of the year. You win. You win, Ed. You win. All right, guys. Hasta luego and goodbye.
See you next week.
Great show, guys. One in a million.